With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Last month, WAFLA Executive Director Dan Fazio wrote an op-ed piece that ran in the Seattle Times stating that roughly 95% of foreign farm workers were vaccinated this year and that no one had died from COVID. Well, that upset Governor Jay Inslee's office, which then chastised Medical Teams International for releasing any data. Fazio says he was just trying to celebrate their success.
There's a line in the editorial which says, hey, we licked COVID. And by the way, the subtext is everyone should get vaccinated, especially if you have people that are staying in congregate housing. And so it was basically supporting the governor's initiatives around vaccination.
Fazio also heard from the governor's office.
So we got the negative letter and from the governor's office, and we said, you know, what's going on? This, we have a contract with Medical Teams International where they are not permitted to provide data. They have to give the data to us at Department of Health, and then we can decide what to do with it. And I said, you know, that's the one thing about this whole situation that's very concerning to me, that the government gets the data and decides whether or not they want to release it.
Bottom line, Fazio says.
And then we get to the thing where they apparently don't like the fact that the H-2A program is beneficial to workers, and it's a well-regulated program where we can help the workers. And so because they don't like that, they're not going to let that data out.
Tune in tomorrow for more.
And this has been today's FruGrower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.